What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. U.S. of A. Alex Jones, everyone. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. And now we know that that's just kind of what the average day is like working for Alex Jones. And
yes.
He's not really playing a character.
No. No. Live bullets.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be, I don't know where the hell I am in the opening, but who cares? Join us on social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, and however you're listening to us, we appreciate it. If you're listening live, you can also get us as a podcast, wherever you get your fucking podcasts from.
Yes.
And if you're listening to us as a podcast, well, you've already found us as a podcast, and you can listen to us live here, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every Monday through Friday.
Find this.
Huh?
You said if you've already found us, if you found us, I said find this.
Oh. We have broken their back.
He's got children.
Ooh, jeez.
Alex Jones is a father.
He's a dad. Oh my God, that's great.
With shared custody.
What the fuck? What kind of judge does that? Why would you do that? Why would you let him have any kind of custody?
Right.
He's shooting people he works with, and then he's like, oh, it was
well,
a
near.
Joke.
Shooting near.
Oh, yes.
People.
Okay.
Shooting-ish.
Right.
Towards them.
Right.
I think I said the social media shit, and thanks for buying stuff through our Crab Diving portal at crabdiving.com, or Amazon Crab Diving portal.
Yes.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Where all the wonderful, kind people buy shit through that link.
Danke. And thank you, kind people.
It might be wrong for us to say that we get a commission out of it.
Whatever we can do to not offend the great Jeff Bezos, oligarch, purveyor of Amazon, whatever we can do to not offend your rich ass. Jesus, you snowflake.
Enjoy your 150 bill.
Hey, and when the end of the world hits, good news. He'll be fine. Because he's got one of those motherfucking bunkers, right? He's got one of those end of the world bunkers, like a lot of those
does
rich
he?
Fucks.
Well, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yes. Do you have a bunker?
I don't. I mean, my room looks like it.
Yeah.
You should have a manifesto somewhere in it, but
You have a manifesto. It's every day from 2 to 4 p.m.
It's a spoken
Central.
Word art.
Crabdiving.com/live.
I'm snapping. Snapping instead of clapping.
Where's my turtleneck?
I guess we could. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And is he impeached yet by the House? Is he impeached?
No. The commie socialists. Which I'm seeing an awful lot of these days again. You'd swear it was 19. When was McCarthy? 50s-ish?
Yes.
You'd swear it was 1950 fucking something.
Right.
With the commies. You're out commies. Oh, when the commie socialist Democrats.
What kind of party is it that doesn't want their sovereignty in question? You know what I mean? I mean, they're calling us commies because we want to figure out how but deep it, to them, Russia it's all is lies. Into our country.
It was Ukraine and Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And I shitteth thee not. Today, I saw three
yes
comments in various on various comment sections
right.
On various stories
yes
that said a version of Barack Obama was not a citizen of the United States.
Shut the fuck up.
Three.
Shut the fuck up. What does that have to do with anything today?
They're like, if anybody's going to jail, it's going to be Barry Obama, who wasn't even, when they find out, wait till Joe Arpaio releases that evidence that he's got.
Joe Arpaio, right? Just so Joe Arpaio is the guy that was he charged or found guilty of?
Convicted.
Convicted of,
fuckery.
Yes. Huge amounts of fuckery. Listen, Barack Obama pardoned. Is black. You're right. You're right, everyone. Jeez.
But he still is around saying that he's got this evidence. And it's like, well, Joe, you're no offense, bro, Haim. Well, I hate you. I do mean offense.
I hate
but
this motherfucker.
You're 85 fucking years old.
Yes.
When, TikTok, mofo, you better get that evidence out.
Yeah.
Right quick.
Right.
So,
I mean, white privilege. This is white privilege. This is a great example of white privilege. White privilege means if you're president, you don't have to spend two terms proving to the planet that you're from America.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy.
Faithless Friday also, everybody.
Yes.
Got a couple of stories. I was getting irritated earlier pulling Faithless Friday stories.
Yes.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effeet.
Huffington or HuffPost.
Ooh, wee wee.
Is, it's in Scots. I was like, what? The Scots are pissed that Boris Johnson won? I'm sure they are. SCOTUS breaking news, red lightning bolts. SCOTUS showdown over Trump financial docs.
Damn, motherfuckers.
It looks like the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the appeals in three separate cases of trying to prevent his financial records, including tax returns, from being handed over to either the House of Representatives or the New York prosecutor seeking that.
Can I ask a question? This is a financial related question, and it's about Trump's taxes.
Yes.
Since we're talking about finances, I just had a crazy thought. If he didn't have anything to hide in there, why doesn't he just let us see his taxes? Have you ever thought of that?
He's protecting future presidents.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
And he was also only concerned about corruption.
Oh, yes.
In poor Ukraine's government.
Fuck you, deplorables. You fucks.
And that's a good transition. I saw another comment, though. Yes. Kudos to this person who wrote kind of a TLDR comment, but too long didn't read.
Oh, I love that
for
one.
For those not into the
I say that to
internet
people
lingo.
If I want to piss them off.
But this was long but worth reading. Because this person was responding to some shit nibbler who was some MAGA nut.
Shit nibbler. Hello, shit nibbler.
Who was defending Trump and saying exactly what I just said about he was just going after corruption.
Is that a job? I mean, could that be on someone's business card? It's
what,
like
shit nibbler?
I started at the bottom of the company as shit nibbler. Now I am the shit.
It sounds like something in Monty Python. I started out at the bottom of the ladder. I was a shit nibbler, I was proud to nibble shit all day.
Me father was a shit nibbler.
So this person responded to said Trumpian shit nibbler.
Yes.
With a little factage.
Right.
Wasted upon shit nibbler because they are utterly immune to facts and data and science and truth.
Shit nibbler has feelings too, you know.
The first one, in 1973.
Yes.
In Trump's first job out of college.
Right.
As president of his dad's company. Worked his way up, right? Right? Deplorables.
Well,
Trump worked his way up.
Don't you think he was president of daddy's company because daddy couldn't be president of daddy's company
anymore?
Well,
there was that too, sure.
Because daddy's dirty as fuck.
His first job as president of dad's company, the Justice Department sued Trump for violations of the Fair Housing Act.
Damn!
His employees were directed to put C for colored on top of applications by black Americans, so the managers knew not to rent to them.
Oh my
God. For 2 years,
God.
Trump had to provide rent rolls to the New York City Urban League.
So, wait a second. How did they find out he was doing that, putting a C on the applicants that were African American? Did they must have uncovered.
They probably had to subpoena records, and they're like, what does a C mean at the top? And some toady was
testified.
He's colored.
Yeah, because it's like now you just find that in an email or a text or something. I'm just that means they had an actual witness there that
this is the man whose only worry was rooting out corruption. 1988, the Justice Department sued Trump for stock fraud and antitrust violations in an attempted takeover of Holiday Corporation and Bally Manufacturing Corporation. Trump ended up paying $750,000.
I mean, goddamn it. Just think about this. If any Democrat had this kind of past, there's no fucking way they would make it past the primary. Do you know what I mean? That their own party, our own party wouldn't stomach this shit. And don't you dare say yab at Hillary.
Again, a man who is number one concern.
Yeah.
Is corruption.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just reminding everyone after each one, because that's
right.
The response that this person is responding to a deplorable.
What is the dog upset about?
I
thought
on.
You get. She has the Kong toy.
She finished the Kong toy. I don't know what the fuck her problem
Listen,
is.
Listen, you finished that Kong toy. You should have made it last. You know this show is 2 hours. You know it by now, intern.
1991.
Wow.
Trump Plaza.
Right.
Plaza.
Plaza, oui, oui.
It was very Chicago of me. Plaza. Was fined. The dog is. I don't know if you guys can hear it. The dog is making some funny noises.
This dog wants an Oscar. I think you want an Oscar.
Trump Plaza was fined $200,000.
Oh, shit.
For removing African American and female employees from the craps tables. This is the casino.
Okay.
To accommodate Gaudi mob associate Robert Labuti.
Labuti!
So some mobster would show up.
Ooh, oui,
he
oui.
Didn't want any moulin.
Yes.
Or any women.
Hey, I am Mr. Labuti.
Dealing
oui,
to
yes.
him.
Is that French, that last name, Labuti?
No, I believe that's
Italian.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, you're being racist.
1991 also, Trump Casino was found guilty of money laundering.
Wait. Do you think Labuti wanted the people of color removed from the table because he thought it was bad luck or something?
He wanted the employees gone from the craps tables. He didn't want to deal
black.
With women or black people.
This Labuti seems like a real asshole, yeah?
91, Trump Casino was found guilty of money laundering.
Yay.
When Daddy Fred bought $3.5 million in chips to help save the failing casino.
This
you
was
heard
in,
this one before? This, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you told me.
He paid
yes
$30,000 for $3.5 million in chips.
Wow.
In what was dubbed an illegal advance on an inheritance. They tried to say it was an advance on Donnie's inheritance.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. So anyone can walk up to a casino and say, hey, I have 30 grand. I would like, with this 30 grand, I want to buy $3 million worth of chips. I can do that?
Daddy gave him $3 million. Trump gave back $30,000.
In chips?
No.
In dollars?
Yes.
Wow.
He kept the three and a half million.
Wow.
Gave.
Jeez, that's an interesting transaction. How do you explain that?
Oh, yeah. 93, Trump unsuccessfully attempted twice in court to take 80-year-old Vera Coking's house by eminent domain so he could build a limo parking lot next to his Atlantic City casino. He was trying to get the government to force an old lady out of her house.
Get out of this house, bitch!
So that he could put a limo lot.
Get out of this house!
A limo lot, specifically.
I gotta park my ugly, tacky fucking limousine. Somewhere this house has to go.
Well, limos specifically. He wanted the,
a limo
the rich
parking
people
lot.
To have their own place so they don't have to be with the unwashed in the regular
yes.
parking lot.
Boy, this guy got elected fucking president.
This guy's main concern.
Corruption, Pat.
Was corruption. 1998, Trump Hotels and Casino paid a $477,000 fine to the U.S. Department of Treasury, the Financial Crime Enforcement Network for money laundering violations.
Okay, well.
In 2003, the fine was raised to $10 million.
Damn!
As 103 counts of money laundering were identified, the government... Oops, wait. Scrolling. The government received only $50,000 due to the bankruptcy settlement.
Oh, shit. How much? Did you say 50-something thousand dollars?
50 grand.
But the fine was 10 million.
10 million.
What kind of deal is that?
It's a rich people deal.
That's amazing. Why would our government do that? Why would our government let someone like Donald Trump, who probably could have paid that fucking fine,
right?
Surely he could have paid that fine. Why do they let him off?
So those are just some of the early highlights.
I mean, did normal people that say get fines by the government for what the fuck ever, did they get that? Are they able to make that kind of a deal? I mean, I don't know. What is, okay, $10 million? So $50,000 of $10 million is what percent? What is that? That's...
A half... A point... Oh... Oh... Five? Five? One...
So it's 5%?
Five ten-thousandths? No, of a percent.
That's all he paid? God, guys!
Or something. I mean, it's pretty low.
Why do we... What, hey, deplorable even.
Point, I don't know.
What, why? Oh,
we'll hear.
Yes. Why do all these?
Somebody will do the math out there, and I'll get an email.
This really goes to our point. I'm going to say it's our point that mainly Trump got elected because of racism, right? I mean,
you know, it definitely contributed.
I mean, how else do you explain people voting for him? Why would you look at his past and think, oh, that guy's going to be concerned about the American people?
Right.
They love him because he's racist, because he's a birther, because they hated Obama because he's black.
Well, early on,
they would make
fun of him, like being a, with people thinking he was a man of the people with that magazine shot of Melania standing behind him. They're in their hideous gold decorated like King Midas had diarrhea
right.
everywhere.
Yes, he yes.
And and Baron riding on top of some like life-sized stuffed lion.
Oh yeah,
remember that picture?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got like a wind machine going because Melania looks like she's in a rap video.
It's bizarre.
And Trump is sitting there with a big smile on his face.
Yes,
ran at the people.
Oh, absolutely.
On his 98th floor penthouse.
Yeah, and normal people get a wind machine out for photographs, don't they?
Of course.
What do you think people? What do people think they look good with the wind going through their hair? Who thinks that? Only models?
Well, I guess on TV, you know.
What?
When they're doing commercials and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in movies.
Right.
Let's see what's going on. So the Supreme Court will be taking up the cases, but I don't think this is good news for Trump because
they're going to have to talk about what's going on, right? They're going to have to actually talk about his financials.
Oral arguments in March.
Oral.
And ruling, the court session ends in late June. So even by then, the impeachment will be gone.
Yeah.
Mitch will have buried it.
Yes.
Something else. Maybe we'll be on our fourth or fifth impeachment by that time.
Right.
If the Democrats are smart.
Yeah.
But thanks, Supreme Court. You're going to bring all this shit up 3 months before the election.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Now, Trump is getting the delays he wants.
Absolutely.
But this PR ain't good for him.
See what I think? I think he's just trying all the delays and all the delays. And between now and that next hearing, he's just going to figure something else out. I'm sure he sees it as this gets me to March. You know?
The flip side of it, I guess you could look at it and say, well, that sucks. Had they declined to hear it,
yes,
it would have gone down to all of the lower courts, which voted all the same way that Trump loses.
Yes.
And that would have been it. That would have been a significant rebuke. But the fact that four justices want to hear it maybe is not the greatest sign.
You know, maybe we should think about it like this. Sometimes at my job, the outcome I like is the one that makes my boss happy. And how anything else is affected, I kind of don't give a fuck. Because it makes my boss happy, and then my life is a little happier, you know, because my boss is happy. It surely must work that way in the White House. Do you think there are people around Trump? They're like,
that's all that is around.
God, I mean, they just want to get through one more day. They just want to last one day, and then the next day, and then the next day, and the next day. That's got to be it with him. Especially people that work for him that probably aren't going to end up arrested and dying in jail. They have to think, well, you know, I'll get through the next day and at some point he'll be impeached and I'll have to get another job. But until then, you know, whatever.
The Trump's attorneys have argued that the Democrat committee's moves are simply to harass the president and serve no legislative purpose.
Yes.
The argument with the SDNY is that you can't investigate a sitting president.
That's funny. You can't investigate a sitting president. Only because, is that because of that fucking memo? That's not because
that helps. Sure.
Why do we have that? Because
Bill Barr was the attorney general in the 90s.
It seems like other countries have better things in their government to protect us from tyrants. Do you know what I mean? Like the impeachment in the Constitution. I'm discovering this sucks. You know,
it needs it's some horrible. Tinkering.
It's bullshit. But in Israel, they have it that they can do a no confidence vote, right?
Well, in every parliamentary type of,
but not ours.
No.
Then why do I hear every 5 seconds people are saying, trust in our system? There's nothing wrong with
our system. Well, the hope of the founders was with a 4-year like term for the president that it would discourage politics.
Right.
That you would that you're not constantly trying to run.
Yes.
I mean, look what happened in Britain. Just they really shot themselves in the face.
Yes. Not in a good way,
it's
Pat.
Not going to be good.
No.
Although, I mean, maybe it'll help here because if the economy goes completely shitty, if Brexit sends Europe into a tailspin, which then is the catalyst to send everything else into chaos, then then Trump is fucked.
Yeah,
because the economy is all he's trying to run on. Even though the dummies don't realize that the economy ain't helping them.
Right,
but all they these will... signs of a great economy are great for rich people.
They will realize it, right?
Hopefully.
Because I'm not, you know...
Not just, if they're squealing commie, socialist, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, because on my Facebook feed, I do have some... I will see some conservative elements on my feed. And what I'm seeing is disturbing. What I'm seeing is people claiming that this is a witch hunt. This is set up. They're saying, you know, there's no evidence. This is hearsay. He's being railroaded.
Right.
And that I'm also seeing the looniest of them are saying something like, well, if he's impeached, I'm armed, blah, 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 blah. And you're not going to take this president from us and all this other kind of shit. I don't know.
Well, he'll be impeached. He won't be removed.
Yes.
Then, I mean, hopefully he'll just keep being Trump. Maybe the Democrats will just be like, well, you know, once they win some of these court cases, if they win, I mean, really, the only there's no legal scholar except for Trump whores can come up with any justification for this. The president is above the law. Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of them.
I mean,
and if the Supreme Court does, then we're in big trouble. Then the country's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. We the ideologues have won.
Right.
The authoritarians took over. They stacked the courts. We lost. We're gone. It was a great.
Thank you, guys.
Good experiment, everybody.
Thank you so much, Republicans, for everything you did for
Welcome
the country.
To corporate fascist rule.
Yay.
For a long time.
Perfect. Go fuck yourself. God. I don't know. The thing is we don't need those people to vote, though, right?
What do you mean?
Well, what you really need is progressives to come out and vote in those key states. My God, what is up with the fucking dog today?
I mean, shot through a fucking cannon.
Did she walk this morning?
Yeah.
She's got some energy, man. Damn.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Yay. The Supreme Court is taking up the all three cases, wrapping a bow around them, and hopefully, I mean, I don't know, maybe they'll do like they did with Nixon, and we'll all feel better because it'll be a unanimous 9-0. But
do you think there's a chance?
I mean, if it's like 7-2 and the two are Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, that's not going to look real good for them.
Yeah.
That won't happen. I don't think so.
They're too worried. Why? They're worried about their legacy?
Yeah. And the word is that Roberts is really worried about. He hates the fact that people are claiming that the Supreme Court is as partisan political thing, that they're not ruling just based on the law. It has nothing to do with politics.
Did anyone see the last hearing? Did anyone see the last goddamn hearing with Kavanaugh?
Well, that was his confirmation hearing.
Yes.
I mean, he's seems to have
that hearing
comported himself okay in the Supreme Court hearings and stuff, but
that hearing was very partisan.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, very partisan. And to me, what I, you know, for anybody that's running for president, if you happen to be listening, Andrew Yang, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, who else is running? what's her face? Tulsi Gabbard, you Russian fuck.
Deval Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Bloomberg.
Steyer, that rich guy. Listen, this is the, if you
want to. Marianne Williamson. She hasn't dropped out.
Not her.
Tulsi.
Not her. You guys, you will have my vote if you can promise to me that your goal will be that Donald Trump rots in jail forever. That is the promise I want that you make. And
Julian Castro then is your candidate.
He said that.
Well, he was asked, would you pursue prosecution? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. This guy, you know, and also I want Kavanaugh impeached. Those two things. I want that. In fact, I demand that. And I demand that Donald Trump and any of his dick bags not be motherfucking pardoned. I demand that shit, too.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Let's see what
they're thinking of. They're not thinking of over there. I don't know. I mean, should we still use the Drudge Report if Trump is feeling
what
like
do we
Drudge
use?
Is unfair now? Should
Breitbart
we, like, head over to Breitbart or
see what's
to,
on Breitbart? That's gonna be more entertaining
over
anyway.
To InfoWars.
Ooh, InfoWars. See what's on InfoWars. That'll be fucked up.
It's just, excuse me, it's the same headline over at the Drudge Report. Okay. It's about the Supreme Court. So yay. Anyway, so
go to you're gonna go to InfoWars.
You want InfoWars or
fuck
Breitbart?
Yeah, InfoWars.
I'm betting they're crowing about the British election.
Oh yes, absolutely. Isn't what's his face? Oh, I forgot his name. Alex Jones. Isn't he close to Nigel Farage? Are they buddies?
I don't know. You know, why not?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Nigel's like, guess who's coming over?
Do you remember, we've talked about this before, Trump brought Nigel Farage to a hate rally in Alabama.
Yes.
And they cheered for him. Like, they know who the fuck he is.
You know, why Trump did that? Trump was showing off. He was like, hey, Nigel, you see out there? Look at all those dumb, poor fucking Jesus fucking assholes out there. They fucking love me.
You think
me.
You got racist.
They love me. Look how.
Yeah.
They're bragging. He's like, they're so fucking stupid. I can even get them to like you. Some British fucking guy they've never fucking heard of.
12 days of Christmas sales going on right now.
Yay.
You can get an Epstein shirt. You can get...
for Christmas?
InfoWars Life Knockout Sleep Support Tablets. 60% off, $11.95.
Wait, what are those? They make you go to sleep?
You can get Brain Force Plus. Great supplement. 60% off, $15.95.
What will it do for me? As Brain Force Plus,
like
what are
Space
they?
Space Force.
Brain Force. Brain Force. What are you guys promising at Brain Force?
At the InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
Let's see. It says Trump holds MAGA rally in Pennsylvania amid witch hunt.
Yay.
Witch hunt.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, there's such a witch hunt out there. I mean.
InfoWars reporter. Oh, well, that's right there is dubious. InfoWars reporter Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
That's the guy that got hauled out of the hearing.
Okay.
For yelling, this president's innocent. You're railroading him.
Oh, my God.
Stuff. And then remember how horrible he was? Like,
yeah,
if you're going to have a message,
right?
Maybe know what you're going to say.
Oh, yes. It's his moment. And he, what did he do with that
moment?
He
tried to go off the cuff and he's no Alex Jones.
He took a big shit on a glass coffee table.
InfoWars reporter Owen Schroyer confronts failed Comedy Central actor Jordan Klepper.
Failed Comedy Central actor?
He was one of the guys that was a correspondent when Jon Stewart was on The Daily Show.
How's Jordan. That failing?
And then he had his own show, which got canceled. So, of course, he's failed Comedy
that,
Central
that
actor.
To me is like...
But he's liberal, so...
That's a lot of success! I mean, God... I would love to say I had a failed show on Comedy fucking Central. You know, people are assholes. They have no idea. Failed. If Fuck you.
Owen Schroyer, bullhorns Dems in DC swamp.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, God.
You gonna bullhorn me?
War room host Owen Schroyer arrives in Washington, D.C. Friday to bullhorn the Democrats over their efforts to impeach President Trump and defy the will of American voters.
Is that his act? You mean he shows up places with a bullhorn and just screams shit?
Oh, he's really, loud. Really changed his.
That's it.
He's really changed his image, too, because now he's got a lumbersexual big old beard.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing a cowboy hat. A cowboy
hat. Do you mean a big old beard?
Washington, D.C.
Like on your face or one that might, you might, that's your wife?
No, on your face.
Okay.
I don't know what he's got. I don't know either.
God bless you. By the way, go to crabdiving.com. /Amazon, whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Is it all right to say it like that, Jeff Bezos? Thank you.
You can also get Ultra 12, Ryan, a powerful B12 formula fueled by the premium source of B12. Ooh, methylcobalamin.
Meth?
For twice the B12.
We got some meth and put a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of B12 in there.
1995. It's liquid. It's in an eyedropper.
Oh, just dribble it in my starfish. I'll be happy. God. Brain Plus or Brain Force. Brain Force 69.
New Jersey black supremacist shooting being treated as an act of terrorism.
Oh, my God.
Representative Rashida Tlaib blames white supremacy for shooting carried out by member of black supremacist group. Video. Oh, this is going to scare the shit out of them. Bill Clinton says, ask her when reporter asks if Hillary should run.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, listen, I think.
Don't run.
How old is Bill?
Up there, 80?
Yeah.
Pushing 80?
Bill, I imagine when people ask Bill questions about Hillary, he just says, talk to her, please.
He says, we haven't talked about it.
Yes. And I, okay.
That's what he said.
Well, I
believe that.
They probably haven't talked. The last thing he wants to do is show up on his wife's radar, is my point. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to say something in the press. Fuck you.
Law school student interrogated by FBI expelled over it's okay to be white flyers. Oh, boy.
Wait a second. Are you telling me it's okay?
A student who posted it's okay to be white flyers outside of a building at the Oklahoma City University of Law was expelled and interrogated by the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. They neglect to say they even fucked themselves here with their own picture. He put it on like stop signs and on red lights. That's, and stuff like that. It wasn't.
That's vandalism, he wasn't right?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to put your sticker on something that's not yours, even though we all own the road signs, right? I mean, they're ours.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you can't put stickers on them, dickhead. Put your sticker somewhere else, fuckface.
Is this true? Come on. The school's dean sent the perpetrator a letter informing him of his expulsion in mid-November. The culprit, who remains anonymous, was serving a prior suspension for his Tinder profile, which stated he wants a girl who, quote, hasn't been with a black guy.
Can you filter for that in your search? Oh, my God. Our planet is just full of assholes.
He was expelled from the Oklahoma City University School of Law.
Oh, God damn. Good try. Real good try there, though. Right? Good try. Nice try. Jeez. God, he got expelled from the Oklahoma community, whatever the fuck, school of law, man. you fuckhead.
So wherever they're sharing. Oh, now it's called News Wars. This is one of the scam videos where they're trying to put Alex Jones out on platforms under a different name.
Right, with the link still going back to InfoWars, right?
This says, we can't tell you the name of the host or it'll make our authoritarian masters angry. Just submit, dirty Americans. Don't think for yourself. Let establishment pundits do all the thinking for you. Just be a drone. Don't share this broadcast! ! Also, get all you need to completely stuff Christmas stockings this year with our Christmas mega pack sold at cost during the 12 days of Christmas sale.
What's in the mega pack?
The shit I've been reading.
Oh, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that's in one gift? I get Brain Force.
Mega pack, man.
Is there any colloidal silver horny goat weed capsules or no?
Oh, I bet there. Well, let's click on Christmas.
Get your mega pack. Fuck you.
Christmas mega pack.
Oh, shit.
So there you go. There's a moment of Jones.
Check out my mega package. Oh, yes.
You don't want to miss this deal. An at-cost combo pack to help you stock up on gifts for yourself or friends and loved ones. Oh! $99.95 retails for $339.
Oh, shit! Thank you, Alex!
You're saving 71%.
Oh, wow. Thank you so, so much.
Ooh. Brain Force is in there. Something called Turbo Force is in there.
Brain Force! Turbo Force! Wow, is that for your cock?
See, they don't... Where's the list of what's in the fucking...
Yeah. Are they hoping they just get people that order it and they think, oh, well, it's from Alex. It's got to be a great... I want the mega pack.
The Christmas mega pack.
Do you want that for Christmas, Shelby? Shelby, do you want the mega pack? Yes or no?
More info? No,
yes.
None of these...
Jeez.
None of these buttons work.
God damn it, I want to buy the mega pack! But I can't figure out what the fuck is in it because none of these fucking links work. Imagine, Alex Jones, you're selling this fucking mega pack. Make sure the links work.
Maybe Alex can't hire IT people anymore.
Oh, the links are fucked up and he just doesn't know? Is he at home? Are you telling me that Alex Jones is running this place all by himself now?
Well, I don't know. He probably had to.
I gotta go get
trim
these.
Staff.
Oh yeah, I gotta get these mega packs working.
There is some printing here.
Yes,
but it is so tiny. Oh, here we go. We've never done a deal this complete before. Now you can save big on your favorite products and buy this pack at cost.
Yay.
To make sure you're ready for Christmas and the New Year.
I love it.
This pack contains two knockouts, two Brain Force Plus. One Turbo Force, one Krill Oil.
Oh, shit.
And one 2-ounce Survival Shield. Ooh. X3.
Damn.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Support the InfoWar.
What are you waiting
Revolutionize your supplement routine.
Oh, yes.
With this can't-miss pack of deals on some of the hottest products this year. Exclamation point.
Really? Brain Force. Jeez. I got to get my mega pack now.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay. Wait, he wants me to buy this mega pack and give away all the cool shit as gifts? Fuck that. I'm going to take it all and become like a super duper info warrior.
It's okay to be white, kid.
Oh, yeah. Can I get that as a t-shirt?
Sure.
Oh, perfect. Look, I'm a racist asshole. And I'm healthy as fuck because I got the vitamin mega pack.
We've got it's Faithless Friday,
yay,
everybody. Let's
Jeebus, fuck you.
Keep the fun going with a little bit of Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Gaga.
On his Coach Dave Live Pass the Salt show, whatever the fuck means.
Will there ever be a video that surfaces of him doing something like smoking crack?
No, I don't think so.
That would be so great, wouldn't it?
It's like someone walking into your home. You ready, Right Wing Watch? It's like someone.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm watching this on Right Wing Watch, of course.
Well, he knows where all his.
Talking about gay people, by the way.
Yeah. But Coach Dave, if you know the majority of your viewership comes from people that are watching you because they hate you, I mean, does he still get paid off that? I mean.
No, because Right Wing Watch watches it once and then they make their own clips of him. That's why these guys, he tried to sue them. He got them their YouTube channel taken down and all this shit. But then they proved fair use. Ooh. That they're pulling clips and commenting on them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like we do.
Right. That's right.
Someone walking into your home. You ready, Right Wing Watch? It's like someone walking into your home and explaining to everybody there that they have turned to the homosexual lifestyle. It's no different than, well, here we go, Right Wing Watch. It's no different than the dog contracting rabies.
What?
What the fuck is he talking about? What is he talking about?
He is saying that he is comparing homosexuality to rabies. Your friend walks in, he's like, I'm gay. That's essentially like your dog walking up and saying, oh, I have rabies.
I see.
You don't understand that?
Into your home and explaining to everybody there that they have turned to the homosexual lifestyle. It's no different than, well, here we go, Right Wing Watch. It's no different than the dog contracting rabies. And the family realizing that dog contracting rabies is going to harm a lot of people.
All right. Wow.
And out of love for everyone else.
He's not going to say they have to put the dog down.
Oh,
my God.
I think that's where he's...
Holy shit.
Where else
Dave's
does he
never
go?
Called for gay people to be killed before.
He hasn't.
I don't think.
I mean, he has suggested Jewish people should perish in a lake of fire. Or am I getting mixed up with Rick Wiles? No, that's Rick Wiles.
We also have some clips of.
And out of love for everyone else... And love for Old Yeller.
Oh, my God.
They put him out of his misery.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not saying kill homosexuals. And Kyle, if you put that up there and say that I did, I'm going to sue you. Okay?
Kyle?
It's like someone.
Right Wing Watch. This is Right Wing Watch person.
Is Kyle on a first name basis with fucking Coach Dave?
He probably has tried to sue them 50 times.
Is it Kyle that he talks to?
Kyle must be the intern that gets his call.
Kyle, listen to me. If you ever listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and iTunes, I'm sorry, podcasting app, please.
God, call us. I want to hear what it's like dealing with Dave.
I want an interview with Kyle.
Absolutely. Dave Dobenmeyer, being gay is no different than the dog contracting rabies.
Hey, what you got to do to Old Yeller? You put him down. I'm not saying it. Put him down, Kyle.
Good God. Poor Kyle.
This one will...
So wait, but
it's
Dave...
It's funny you said...
Dave's point was that he's not calling for gay people to be put down... What does he mean?
That's where it stops.
Okay. Well.
Speaking of Rick Wiles.
Yes.
Speaking of Lake of Fire.
Yes.
It's obvious they're going after Pastor Bob Jeffress because he believes that you must believe on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. And
so this... He's referring to the news reports now going after this this fraud Bob Jeffers that we've played, Jeffress, I mean. Yes. And because Trump invited this asshole to speak at something.
Okay.
And there are clips have come up about Pastor Robert Jeffress talking about how the Jews are destined to go to hell.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So that's the news reports.
Oh, okay.
So that's what Rick is talking about here, is that they're going off after poor Robert Jeffress for pointing out the fact from the Bible that the Jews are going to roast in fucking hell, Ryan. But you know where they're going to roast?
Yes.
You said it earlier.
Oh, the lake of fire.
The lake of fire.
But isn't that hell?
Going after Pastor Bob Jeffress because...
I don't know. Maybe there's a swamp of fire also.
Is there a
maybe there's a resort there? Maybe there's a waterfall of fire.
Oh, we should figure that out because that's where we're going.
Water park of fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the Floridians go.
Yeah.
Going after Pastor Bob Jeffress because he believes that you must believe on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. And if you don't do it, you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire.
There you go.
I love these Christians. And if you don't do it, well, you'll just burn in hell. I told you.
Well, it's a lake because if you listen to these Christians, they've all got summer hoses on the lake so that they can watch us all frying in the lake of fire.
Yes.
All right. They're out on the veranda.
You're on the veranda?
Sipping Mai Tais, watching us all roast in the lake of fire with glee. That's what these Christians are all about.
Oh, my God. They love it so much.
On the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. And if you don't do it, you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. That is basic Christian doctrine.
Oh, yes.
So I don't expect to see Bob Jeffress to back down. I would be shocked. I would be stunned that Bob Jeffress would recant and rescind those.
That's Doc.
God, that guy in the background.
It's Doc.
I would be shocked if Robert Jeffress would come on and say something empathetic or inclusive or nice to Jewish people.
Refute his earlier anti-Semitic comments.
Yes, to suggest that Jewish people aren't all going to burn in hell. Maybe that would be nice.
This is Rick Wiles.
Yes.
He's being awfully soft on the Jews here.
Oh, he really is.
For Rick Wiles.
That's true.
And rescind those remarks and say that he's changed his thinking, changed his theology. I would be absolutely stunned if Bob Jeffress backed down. So I'm expecting Bob Jeffress to speak up and affirm what he has said in the past many times, that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that anybody who does not believe on the name of Jesus Christ will spend eternity in hell in the burning lake of fire.
Right.
Right.
I expect Bob Jeff.
I'll be masturbating on the shore with a beer.
I'll be checking.
Watching.
Is that how it works in heaven? It's like, I'm waiting in line. I'm waiting in line. I'm waiting for my turn to jack off to the Jewish people burning in the lake of fire for all of eternity.
And the atheists and all the gay people and all the blacks.
It's the only way angels can come, Pat. I bet you didn't know that. God. Jeez. I mean.
That's Rick Wiles.
Jesus. I mean, I don't know. The sky god shit. You know what we need to see after this dude is done being president, this Trump? Is there a way to get rid of things like your spiritual advisor office or whatever the fuck Paula White is doing? Is there a way we can make that position just go away?
Isn't it like the religious liaison or
some
shit like that?
But we don't need that.
I concur.
We don't need a liaison to nothing. Hi, I would like... I'm going to be your liaison. Absolutely. You need a liaison to Gandalf. You really do.
Well, right. Satan.
Oh, yes. Well, wait. Yeah, that's a good point. We don't have a liaison to Satan.
Is Paula White reaching out to the Satanists? If her job is to reach out to the religious?
I would even say that Paula White really doesn't reach out to people. She does things like, if you don't do what the president wants, I'm going to unleash the evangelicals upon you and make your life a living hell, and you're going to wish you were burning in the lake of fire. I think that is kind of what she does, right? Because anybody that works
for... Well, she's like, you're going to burn in the lake of fire if you don't send me money.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
she puts
true.
A couple other bullshit in between, but essentially that's the transaction going on.
Because I imagine the White House sounds like it works like this: Donald Trump has people that work for him, they have to go get him shit. And if they don't get him shit, they get fired.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Power! You know what? I really think I don't do it as good as her. I think you honestly have to be practiced. I really do. Just like anything.
You in prayer for our president, Donald Trump. Damn. I'm feeling the spirit. I'm feeling it. I'm on speaking tongues. Here it comes. Miss Young Peter Pinker Mount Mount. Look at
Oh, my back. Oh, God. That woman just hurt me. Shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck. 1 second.
She's
very
talented.
1 second. I'm going to speak in tongues. Rada-tada-tada-tada-tada. Fuck
She's
you.
Not even trying.
Who is that?
Who
is
that?
Not
even trying. What?
No. Who's the lady that...
I don't know who that
was. Rada-tada-tada.
Speaking in tongues.
That's how... Is it like a how-to video? And did she say something like, damn it, right before she... She says something.
Yeah, her eyelash was sticking together. And yes. She said, damn it, Botox.
Right.
Which is, this person I believe is making fun of. I think that video is someone
that,
making fun
that
of.
That last
Paula
one?
White. Yeah, yeah,
oh.
Yeah. I think.
Damn, well, she did a good job because that rata-tata-tata thing, rata-tata-tata-tata-tata-tata-tata.
I think that was the point. Yeah.
Well, fuck, man, I don't know what he...
Well, it's Poe's Law.
That sound any different than
right?
That one guy with the Latin flares? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That guy is magnificent. I mean, and it also sounds ridiculous, but God, he's fucking good, though. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like
Polynesian kind of fucking thing. You know what I mean?
What is this?
Yes.
There's more than one. There's more than one. Yes, and I. There's also a man, a young man or something.
Is this Saturday Night Live?
No, this is real. This is video.
There's a young man. Oh.
This is video of a whole bunch of white people.
Oh, look at that young man over there. Shabba
dabba dibi dibi dum dum. A lot of white people and some brown people. Holy shit. Way too many. Way too many. Look at that. Hundreds. He's in a big stadium, he's in a big auditorium of some sort. And they're herding by him.
Hooda ding dong badadi.
Ramalaba ding dong baka baka.
Doobly doob doob dabby. Dibby diggy da. Rada ta da 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 da.
I mean,
there's more than one.
Fuck you.
There's more than one.
Fuck you.
Yes, and I. There's also a
man in the background. We're taking your money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give us your money.
Give me 10% of that paycheck. You bitch.
Man, a young man or something. You want to get your praise restored? Is that what you're coming up here for?
Damn!
God, restore my praise. There's still more. There's
God. Do you want to get your praise restored?
God, restore my praise. There's still more.
I got to restore it through Uranus.
Oh, yes.
Meet me in the office afterwards.
Well, let's pretend that doesn't happen a lot.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Listen, I take one moment? I just want to take one moment.
We had
moment.
That story not too long ago about the guy that they said they had to suck the demons out of him. The pastor said he had to suck the demon out through his penis.
Well, yeah.
That he was demon possessed.
The big scary white demon. The big scary ropey white demon's in my dick. Please, jack it out of me. Can I just say one thing? To all the people out there that give atheists shit for whatever reason, fuck you. Oh, God, just fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
All we have to say is...
There's a good bunch that's... The Holy Ghost is drawing you to get restored. God's drawing you to get restored.
Send your money.
There's more than one.
Look at my penis.
There's a good bunch. It's
like the demon out of you.
One second. Who is killing it on the organ in the background? What a waste.
The Holy Ghost is drawing you to get restored. God's drawing you to get restored.
You know that guy who's like, loss of
God.
He's under orders.
Oh, yes.
To keep it down, keep it Muzak level, because you're not going to outshine. He sounds like he's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah, and that organist guy.
He ain't outshining. Ramama Kabbalah, balululululululululululululululul, balakalabalalada.
We're going to dip your nuts in that lake of fire.
Oh, man.
That is some wacky shit.
That is fun.
Absolutely.
Always fun.
Hubba ba ding dong, fuck you.
Always fun listening to a new. I hadn't seen that clip before. That's a new one.
Well, congratulations, y'all. We're killing it. Everybody's killing it.
I looked up speaking in tongues on Twitter just for laughs, and that's where I found this other clip. Look what somebody else shared.
Ramalama ding dong.
I came in here, I did not want to get emotional.
Oh, shit.
And I've sat through trials that were hard to sit through, but nothing like sitting this week in this committee hearing. Indeed, like Jefferson, I tremble that God is just and his justice won't sleep forever. But the abuses, the obstruction of Congress have come from Congress.
Holy shit.
Louis Gohmert. Wow. Somebody shared that and said he's almost speaking in tongues.
Absolutely. He's killing it. My God. You know what kills me is like, it's all this religion stuff. It's all very wacky, but yet we still, like, our president has to say he's into Jeebus. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that has to happen. Like it's absurd. Like, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is into Jeebus.
No.
No, I saw all those pictures of all those wackos laying hands on him and praying.
No.
I've seen the evidence.
He hates that.
No, no, no.
You know he hates that.
No, he loves it. He loves it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Ask Mike Pence.
He hates that shit.
The one thing about Trump...
He puts up with it.
Yeah. I'm going to say something positive about the rapist in chief, and I hate even saying this. Can I tell you the one thing I like about him, the one story I've heard that makes me kind of smile?
About Trump?
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to even say anything positive about him, but... He does make fun of Mike Pence for being a religious nutball, doesn't he? I mean, that's true, right?
Allegedly, sure.
He's like, did he make you pray or some shit like that? I love that.
Hey, did Mike make you get on your knees and pray?
Oh, God, that's funny.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We do have some other stories, though. Thanks for listening. We have,
Danke.
I've got, this was I just saw a 538 poll.
Yes.
Poll. In Wisconsin.
Yes.
Right now. Right. Well, it's the national average for the Democrats.
Right.
As of today.
Okay.
Biden 20 6.2%.
Okay.
Second place, Sanders. Yes. At 17%. So Biden's got 9 points on Bernie.
Okay.
According to... Now, these are, you know, 538 takes these polls and averages them and gives them different weights depending on how bullshit they are. Like Rasmussen gets like a D or something, whereas some other polls get an A or an A minus or a B, you know.
Right.
So this is the aggregation of all kinds of shit, okay. All kinds of shit ton of polls.
Crab diving aggregation.
Sanders in second, going up. Biden hovering, it looks like.
Yes.
The past month, just about.
Ooh.
Warren, nosedive.
God damn!
Right at the beginning of November, well, middle of October, and then all of a sudden just plummeting. So whatever message the mainstream media that are terrified of her.
Well, it's the she wants to go after. How dare she wants to? What does she want to? How much is she taxing people that make over $50 million a year? How much more?
2 cents on the dollar above 50 million.
Imagine, man, you have
above 50 million. So your 49th million.
Yeah.
$999,999 dollar is taxed at whatever the regular rate would be.
So is that going to stretch these?
And then you get 2 cents more after that.
So if you're a 50 millionaire, no. If you make $50 million in a year, right?
The wealth tax. So I think it has to do with how much you actually have.
Yeah. Well.
Like it's not an income tax. It's a wealth tax. They take your assets and your cash and all that into.
So are these
and they
poor
put it in
people,
a pile and they say, this is how much you're worth. This is right. How much you're giving us.
But don't you think Elizabeth Warren will, this new tax upon all these poor rich people out there, isn't she worried that it's going to stress them out? That they're going to have to pay more taxes? Is it good?
Well, they're taking care of her. They're,
yeah.
There is a shit ton of negative stories about her already.
Right.
Sanders, about... Maybe slightly up a little bit.
Yes.
Buttigieg definitely up. He's Buttigieg. In fourth place.
Right.
So it's Biden, Sanders, Warren.
Right.
Warren at 14.9% right now. Buttigieg at 9.6%. Then Bloomberg buys his way into 4.7%.
Right.
Yang is next with 3.4%.
Yes.
So he's in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's in sixth.
Yang Gang.
2.2%. Klobuchar.
Right.
1.7% Booker. Tom Steyer, 1.4%. Also buying his way into.
Right.
If those fuckers. Now, kudos to Bloomberg. He did announce that in addition to the, I don't know, $100 million he's allocating to his own, out of his own pocket.
Yes. God.
For his campaign. He has also committed $10 million to Democrats in purpley areas that are supporting the impeachment that may be worried.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to buy advertisement for them and stuff.
For them, so, right. Yeah. Well, why doesn't he just do that, though?
Why not, get the fuck out of the race and put that $100 million to Senate, get the Senate seats.
And also, don't you think if you can afford to finance your own campaign that maybe you aren't paying enough?
Right.
Maybe you aren't paying your fair share?
Tulsi at 1.4. Castro still has 1%.
God.
Deval Patrick is at 0.6%. Bennett is still in it.
Who? Who is that?
Bennett. The governor of...
wow.
Senator from Colorado.
Holy fucking shit.
I want to say.
We do a daily news show. I know you know the news. Listen, Bennett, whoever the fuck you are, this guy at Vile Experience, he's every motherfucking headline. Can barely remember your name. Can barely remember what you do. You're either a governor or you're a senator from maybe Connecticut. Is that right?
No, Colorado.
Colorado, I don't fucking know. I'm on the show too, dude.
I think.
What I would do if I were you, I would find out who's in charge of my social media, and I would fire them. I would fire them in front of your whole staff. We don't know who you are, but you're running for president.
Oh,
we do
my
a
God.
Daily fucking news show.
He was born in New Delhi, India. He is the senator from Colorado.
Great.
And I like him. He's a little purpley, but, yeah. You know, I mean, he's...
Why are you purpley?
Colorado.
Get left. Get left, dude. What the fuck?
0.5% still in it. Delaney is still in the race.
The comic?
Delaney, the guy that was out there at the beginning saying, you guys are crazy. Medicare for all never work.
Right.
And 0.5% for Marianne Williamson.
You know, sometimes I want to take our party aside and say, hey, in this primary, great. This is a great time for us all to get distracted on how kind of different, but not really different we are. It really doesn't fucking matter. What's happening is Russia is in the White House. Russia is in the Senate. Russia is in the DOJ. Fuck off, and you figure out how to get Donald Trump the fuck out of here. That should be their fucking job. Arguing with each other. You fucks.
I think that's about it for the polls. Let me see.
See that they need to. Maybe the Democrats need to adopt to like a Black Panther kind of situation. And they can say, you know what? We're all going to be united. We're all going to be on the same message. It's going to be about taking out Donald Trump. But then the day of the end of the last part of the primary, we'll all, you know, see who wins in a physical feat test. We'll beat the shit out of each other. And last person standing wins.
Well, this is a pretty shitty poll, the Quinnipiac poll, the latest
shitty
Quinnipiac poll. I mean,
yes.
It's, you know, it's good news, but also, God, how did Bloomberg? The presidential general election.
Yes.
Insert name versus Trump.
Okay.
Bloomberg. In this poll is the highest with 6 points over Trump.
Okay.
Klobuchar, 4 points over. Oh, I'm lying. It's not in order. It's in a fucked up order. It's not even in alphabetical order. What order is this in? Biden at 9 points over Trump.
Okay.
I gotta eyeball this. Sanders at 8 points.
Yes.
Then Warren.
Yes.
At 7 points.
Okay.
This is all over Trump.
Right.
So when the Tulsi Gabbard bots or any of these other bots.
Yes.
Tell you nobody else can beat Trump. None of the polls are showing that anyone else can beat Trump. It's just not fucking true.
Damn.
Bloomberg, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Warren, Sanders, and Biden, all according to this poll.
Right.
Out 2 days ago.
Yes.
Are beating Trump by larger than the margin of error.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's fucking great. I mean, but you know, when I hear shit like this, should we always be thinking like, what do the Russians want?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, how do we know what are the Russians influencing?
Chaos.
Yeah. So everything I hear in the news about all these different candidates, I always in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, God, is this some story pushed by Russia? What are they doing? We don't know what they're doing to our election. We didn't know what they were doing last time, and we sure as fuck don't know what they're doing now.
God, there was an Ipsos poll a couple days ago that has Trump underwater 15 points on approval.
Shit.
56% disapproval.
Oh my God. You know what's crazy? We've had hearings where evidence was put forth that our president is doing things not in our interest, in his interest, globally, and still only 15% underwater. You must be shitting me. Surely there are more people pissed off.
Oh, this is not good news for Republicans.
Yes.
The last I've moved that you can over at 538, you can filter the polls by the grade they get. So if you want to filter out the outliers and the crazy ones, you can scoot it up to like B or, you know, A, right. A is crazy. That's because there's not that many that are A plus, I think.
Oh, and ABC.
Yeah.
If you had to grade the president, you give him an A plus.
No. The polls themselves.
Oh, the integrity
get
of the
grades.
Polls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Rasmussen gets a D, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's so flawed.
Right.
And skewed.
Right.
But if you go to around like a B minus, generic ballot, Democrats versus Republicans. So if you're going to go out tomorrow and you're going to vote for one or the other.
Okay.
Democrats up by 8.
Oh, shit.
In the last one, the
That's
one before
lot.
That up by 8, the one before that up by 12.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
So the four most recent, 8 to 12 points. Generic ballot, the Democrats are up.
Yeah. What about false flags?
What do you mean?
Do you think Trump is going to do any false flags?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think the scrutiny is going to be pretty tough, but
yeah,
you never know,
right?
I still think the likely possibility is that Putin gets caught, air quotes, diddling in election somewhere, and that will try to then Trump will try to use that as criteria to nullify the whole election. That obviously Russia.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Obviously, Russia was.
Russia and the deep state were working to overthrow, you know, yeah. I think that.
And they're
that
working against me
there.
Like Russia will be pro Biden or pro Elizabeth Warren or whoever the nominee
is. But he's
the
guy that always has that mentality, right? Like everybody's against me.
Yeah.
I'm a victim.
That's very Christian of it.
Oh, yeah. In that way, Donald Trump is very Christ-like. Yeah.
Christian-like.
Sorry, yes.
We've got a, let's see. Oh, we didn't talk about this. We can do this quickly.
Yes.
Unsurprisingly, you'll be able to name what party this person belongs to.
Okay. Let me see if I can guess.
Businessman Omar Navarro.
Okay.
Running for Congress.
Oh, yes. That's important.
In next year's election.
Yes.
Was arrested over the weekend on felony stalking and extortion charges.
Damn, sounds like a Republican, baby.
Prominent Republican challenging Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. God. Damn. She gets threatened a lot, though, right?
He was arrested Sunday night after he was seen near his ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Yes.
She's running also in her district against Pelosi.
Oh, fuck.
So she's a Republican asshole too. But the girlfriend said she saw Navarro outside her house before she got a text message from an unknown number saying, "Bitch, I came to see you."
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
He allegedly offered her money to marry him and threatened to give her relatives' addresses to Antifa.
Oh, okay. Antifa. Which
doesn't exist.
Yeah, I was saying, what's their mailing address? They have a P.O. box?
And he threatened her pets.
Oh, God.
He said he was going to take my cats,
said. Oh, jeez. What a dick. What an asshole. Republican, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and this guy...
He says, just because a woman says something doesn't mean it's true. He denies all wrongdoing, blames it on how men are treated unjustly in this country, Ryan.
Good job, incel. Good job, fuckhead. And this guy made threats against Maxine Waters?
No. He's running against her.
Oh, running against her. Okay.
So he says shitty stuff about her on social media.
Okay. I've heard Maxine Waters talk about, like, she gets lots of threats and shit.
Oh, she's got private security now.
Man, that's insane. I love Maxine. I like how she speaks out against Trump. She's one of
the
first ones, right?
She's like, we got to impeach this motherfucker. Also in the news.
Yes.
We've got, let's see, which story?
We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're on the podcasting app. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I talked about this a little bit. I found the article I was talking about. We're talking about UBI and shit like that, and which the crabs have been talking about for a long time.
Right.
Long before Yang was out talking about it.
Welcome to the party, everyone.
It said a group of researchers from UC Berkeley, Princeton, and the University of California at San Diego came up with a study that they've just unveiled the results of.
Okay.
And it's a, they say it's a sprawling first of its kind study that to show what happens when you give poor people money.
Okay.
Give them money.
They buy heroin with it.
Dozens of studies have already shown conclusively that just handing poor people a considerable sum of cash can transform their lives in lasting ways. But this study set out to say, what about their neighbors? What about the locality, the society in general?
Okay.
What does it do to the local society and economy?
Right.
They used a village in Africa.
Yes.
You're living in deep poverty in rural Kenya. The poorest people in the village next door to yours get a big cash transfer, but you don't. Does that do you any good at all? Or is your neighbor's luck your misfortune? Because, like the critics say, well, local prices are going to jump and stuff like that if you just start giving the poor people money.
But that money will go back into the economy, I would think.
Well,
I'm no genius.
They worked in Siaya.
Okay.
Siaya, S-I-A-Y-A, Siaya County rural western Kenya.
I've never been there.
They spent 5 years, more than $10 million.
Okay.
In partnership with Give Directly, a charity, they carried out detailed surveys of thousands of people in villages that have been randomly picked to receive cash transfers.
Oh, shit,
and those
baby.
That didn't get them.
Right.
So they were able to use a randomized controlled study to identify and measure the impacts of handing out cash on the entire area.
Okay.
Their findings were significant. Cash transfers benefited the entire local economy.
What a shocker.
And, like, by a lot more than they thought.
Of course.
Money made its way through the area. Both families who did and did not receive cash ended up substantially better off.
Yeah, man. Totally. I mean, my God, all of a sudden, if you drop the UBI into this area in Pensacola, I can at least say this. My comedy, I would make a lot more money because there would be more people at bars drinking
exactly.
their face off. You know what I mean? It would help me.
And people would be a lot fucking happier.
Oh, yeah. They would be. Of course they would be. They'd be less stressed the fuck out.
By the way, every right-wing dickbag, capitalist fuckwaddle argument against this shit.
Right.
Out the window.
Yeah.
They found little adverse effects. Spending on temptation goods. So, of course, poor people are going to just buy cigarettes, booze, and gamble, Ryan.
Hell yeah, and go to the titty bar.
Didn't happen.
Right.
People did not work less.
Yeah.
Domestic violence didn't go up. They say that.
What?
You give these people money, they're going to stay home, beat the shit out of their wives. They're going to drink alcohol and beat the shit out of each other.
Anybody that's ever been in any kind of relationship knows that the absence of money is probably why you have arguments.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I mean, of course.
The dropout rate did not go up in school.
Yeah.
And it had minimal effect on prices. That's one of their big ones, is that it's going to be inflation. If you just throw money into the... Well, then they're just going to raise prices. And in fact, in these areas, inflation increased less.
Yeah.
Than Kenya's overall rate.
But let's say it didn't. Okay. Does that negate the need to give people money so they can live in this?
Because
that's the argument against the minimum wage, right? If you raise the minimum wage to $17 an hour or whatever, it's going to kill all these businesses, and how are they going to hire people?
Right.
But these people still, you're talking about people.
Well, yeah. And then
they got to eat.
Our argument is your business should not survive. If your business can only survive on ultra low wage labor with no benefits,
yeah,
your business maybe shouldn't survive.
Right. I'm sorry.
Get it, go into a different business where this isn't.
Yeah.
You have to rely on slave labor.
If your business exists on people barely existing, I don't know what to fucking tell you then. Fuck you.
Every Walmart should go away.
Yeah.
And then suddenly dress shops and pharmacists open up again.
Oh, and
toy shops.
Yes.
An optometrist and every garden center, little flower shops.
Local mechanic places,
right.
You know, garages, that kind of shit.
They say what made it really path breaking was it's how big it was.
Yeah.
The money handed out amounted to more than 15% of the GDP in the area that they studied.
Wow.
Holy
fuck.
Reaching 10,000 plus of the 65,000 households. Dump that much cash into a local economy and you expect it to grow, but by how much? They say economists are argued over how much the government would generate, how much economic activity from each dollar. We know here that studies seem to show that it's in the range of 1.5 to 2. So for every dollar given to someone that's poor, it comes back to the local economy 1.5 to 2 times. It stimulates the local economy.
It grows the economy.
We talked about this before. Rich people put their money up their assholes or spend
it
on mega yachts that do nothing for society.
Right.
Poor people buy shit.
Yes.
Like food.
Yeah.
Or they go to a movie. Oh my God. How dare these takers want to go to a movie on government dime?
They want to be happy. They want to have a family and not have to work their dick off just to get by. You're right. Who gives a fuck?
This study in Kenya found it is much bigger.
Oh.
For each $100 given directly to the poorest household, it was generating $250 to $270 in gross domestic GDP. So 2.5 to 2.7 times.
As opposed to 1.5.
As opposed to 1. Yeah, 1.5.
So why wouldn't we want to do this?
Which is, they say, a huge number by global standards.
I'm surprised.
And then they say what we just said here. The poor spend their money locally. Those shops then spend it in turn locally.
Yeah.
And it's a chain effect.
Right. Because they don't have... that's the problem, right? With having billionaires. Because the money they have is never, ever going to go back into our own economy. It goes into some weird... It's not even... If you have millions of dollars sitting in a bank account anywhere, and it's just sitting there, what is it doing for any economy?
Right.
I mean, who is it actually helping, aside from yourself, knowing that you have a fuck ton of money in a bank account, and it makes you feel better?
And especially if all you did to earn that was scrabble out of a rich vajayjay.
Well, I hear that's how a lot of people do it these days.
Thanks for joining us on Fearless Friday, everybody. So there's
Thank you.
Our little anti-capitalist rant.
Absolutely.
Of
you
the day.
Fat cats.
Jim Baker clip.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
This has got to be unconstitutional.
It is. It is unconstitutional.
Lori. Apparently, Harvard Law degree.
It is.
I'm high as fuck. I'm unconstitutional.
This has got to be unconstitutional.
It is. It is unconstitutional.
Wow. The whole audience is applauding. How many believe it's unconstitutional to do what they're doing? Raise your book. Give me a shot of the whole crowd. Keep them up and wave them. Wave them. I want the government to see this.
Yeah.
These are voters.
That's right.
Everyone in this room, it's 100% say it's unconstitutional to do what's doing. I'm going to tell you what.
It's really, really unbelievable. We're living through this.
There's going to be an explosion.
Ooh, yes.
If you don't stop it, people are not going to tolerate it anymore.
No.
They're calling it the next American Civil War.
And I wouldn't even be surprised if you don't see quiet old ladies like some of you sitting here.
Like all of you sitting here.
No, if it's
he just, had to pause.
Right.
Because he pointed right to the audience. He goes, you're going to see quiet old ladies. And he encompasses the whole audience. And then you could see him pause and say, I better say some.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
Because they're all old white fucks in his audience.
Like, what is this civil war? Is it going to, are these people that he's motioning to, will they be on the front lines with their scooters?
Well, that's what he's about to say.
Bayonets affixed.
Even the nice old ladies are going to be.
Are they going to beat me?
Scooting at you.
Okay.
Next American Civil War.
And you know, and I wouldn't even be surprised if you don't see quiet old ladies like some of you sitting here marching in the streets. Because America's not even...
Right. Marching in the streets.
My fucking God, Jim.
Some of you sitting here. Marching in the streets.
Marching.
Because America's not even going to be worth living in another year or two of the way we're going if we're not careful. Mm. We can't let people take over who hate God.
It's not going to be worth living in, Pat. Did you know that?
It's not.
Where are you going to go, dickhead? Where is this dickhead going to go? Where would Jim Baker go where evangelicals are sucked off even more than here? Nowhere!
This has got to be unconstitutional.
It is.
It is.
Whew, there you go. A little bit of a little bit of our friend.
God, that's insane. It is. Is that their argument that it's unconstitutional, the impeachment?
Oh yeah.
But impeachment is
It's pretty much in there.
It's in the Constitution,
yeah,
right?
It's pretty clear.
And it says high crimes or misdemeanors, right?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Well, I would think that maybe they just didn't watch the hearing. Did they not watch it?
They fast forward through the communists and just played Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz Meadows.
And the people that testified.
Collins.
Like Vindman. Yovanovitch.
The traitors, you mean?
Oh, yes. Taylor.
And the JEWSs?
Oh, yes. Are they all, do they all hate God?
Yeah, they're minions of Satan.
They are. Yes, they are.
Imagine where, I don't know where Jim Baker lives now. I have no idea. I imagine he has a nice house.
There's somebody's lying.
Yeah.
I said somebody's lying.
Oh, man.
If they're not lying.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lori, man.
She's killing
it. I think she was looking through her purse and didn't find a loose zanny that she had expected at the bottom of her
man.
Purse.
Somebody's, by the way, somebody is high as fuck.
There's somebody's lying.
Yeah.
I said somebody's lying.
Oh, man.
If they're not lying, there's somebody stupid. You can't try to impeach a president on the word of somebody you don't know who it is.
Right.
What?
They're not. The whistleblower, all of the claims in the whistleblower complaint have been proven true, corroborated by first-hand witnesses.
But these people are dumb fucks. They are racists, and they think, but they think they're agents of the deep state.
So let's say the whistleblower comes out and says, it was me.
Okay.
I was upset. I heard people saying what was going on, and I blew the whistle.
Well,
so you didn't hear it yourself. I did not. And nowhere do I say that. But well, the people that told it to me do.
Yes.
And one of those people might have been Vindman. One of those people may have been Yanukovych.
Yovanovitch.
Yovanovitch, yeah.
Well, we heard from them.
Well, exactly.
And we heard from
Vindman. So it doesn't matter. And we have Trump's own transcript and Trump's own words and Mulvaney's own words.
If you are a reasonable fucking person, if you are a reasonable fucking person, you watch that hearing and you believe Vindman.
Well, right.
And Yovanovitch. And the evidence. I mean, why did they take... Let me ask you something. Why would you take that transcript and before Vindman has a chance to edit the fucking thing, hide it on the super secret motherfucking server?
And my point is, what does it matter? What would be their argument if tomorrow the whistleblower came out and said, yeah, it was me?
Well, it wouldn't change anything.
And then
they
talk to him. Well, exactly.
It doesn't.
So what is their argument then going to be? Because that's all they're saying now. That's all Jim Baker is saying right now. You can't impeach a president on something somebody you don't know says. Well, they're not.
Right. And by the way, I would say that what's his face, Jim Baker, is being disingenuous here.
Come on.
Because I think if anybody...
Dishonest, disingenuous? Yes. Jim Baker?
Oh, yes. I think Jim Baker has a pretty fair understanding of the legal system, given his past. I'm sure he understands what can get you guilty and what can't, you know?
Yeah.
Think about his trial and everything he's been through. I mean, you can honestly say that, God, he could probably go somewhere and study law and he'd know a lot just because he's been, you know.
Stupid. You can't try to impeach a president on the word of somebody you don't know who it is.
Right.
What? Am I crazy? You're bright. No, I'm not that bright.
No, you're...
But I'll tell you, you know... It doesn't make any sense to me. How can you impeach a president on the word of somebody that the guy running the impeachment says, I don't know who it is? My God, you don't just take somebody off the street and you don't know and you take and say, well, we're going to impeach the president on that. All I know is they must be awful desperate to impeach the president.
Lori's taking notes. Lori's writing something. I don't know. She's writing something down.
He's saying?
She's writing something down right
now.
Oh, my God. I think she wants to say something and wants to write it down so that she gets to say it later after he's done yelling.
Right.
On that, all I know is they must be awful desperate to impeach the president to do it on the word of somebody they don't know who it is.
Like I say, it's
this has got to be unconstitutional.
It is. It is unconstitutional.
So then there's where that kicks in. But she's trying to get her point across, and he's not letting her.
What was she writing?
I don't know. Her point.
What could have possibly been, what did he inspire her to write down?
Know.
It's wild. Are we listening? I think right now what we're listening
to. I like turtles.
We're listening to the pinnacle of right-wing nut job, white fucking Christian comedy right now, aren't we?
Comedy.
now that John Crist is disgraced and not a factor, John Crist is not a factor.
You think
anymore.
These little old ladies in front blew Jim Baker to get the good seats?
Yes. Sure.
Oh, maybe they gave some Zannies to Lori.
Have you ever been in that green room? I can't imagine what goes on in there.
Shelby, I'm so glad you're right. Back.
You know, you remember the Jessica Hahn days?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's probably crazy in that fucking green room. Are you kidding me? I don't know what Jim Baker has going on, but, you know, surely there'll be a goddamn tell-all or something like that.
Because America's not even going to be worth living in another year or two of the way we're going if we're not careful. Mm. We can't let people take over who hate God.
Right. We can't let people take over who hate God. That is crazy. That is absolutely fucking insane. We can't let anybody take over that hates God. But God is, God doesn't exist. I think this point might be lost on Lori, but...
It doesn't hate God. God gives me my Xanax. God is Xanax.
So that was well worth it.
God is Xanax to Lori. That's what I think.
A very entertaining Jim Baker clip.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I mean, God.
Thanks to Right Wing Watch.
Yes, thank you. And that other one. Who's that other one? Oh, that was Coach Dave.
That was Coach Dave, yeah.
Hey, Kyle, big thanks to you for dealing with Coach Dave, because those clips are just great. We really enjoy them. Thank you, Kyle, from Right Wing Watch.
Mark Levin?
Oh, yes. Mark Levin. Oh, Mark Levin is a right-wing nutjob dick bag that has a column.
On Fox, he's got a radio show.
Okay.
Every past president who would be subject to impeachment under the current articles being debated in the House of Representatives.
What?
Not true, not true, not true.
How would Barack Hussein Obama be impeached? Forget he's black! Forget it!
Well, you can't do that.
What? No one does this. When was the last time somebody was like, oh, I'm going to go to Ukraine?
He's saying the Democrats have lowered the bar so much.
Yes.
That every president could be impeached on what they're saying Trump did.
Well, do you think Bush could have been impeached based on lying us into the war?
Yeah. Abuse of power.
So why wasn't he?
I don't know.
Did the Democrats just think, well, did they have the House at the time? I mean,
part of the time.
I wonder why they didn't.
John Adams would be impeached. He shut down newspapers. He imprisoned reporters. Abraham Lincoln would be impeached. He shut down 300 newspapers. He imprisoned reporters. Thomas Jefferson would be impeached. The Louisiana Purchase without budget approval from the Congress. Woodrow Wilson would be impeached. He re-segregated the civil service, and he put political opponents and reporters in prison.
I don't mind that.
No, and listen.
Some of these, I don't mind.
Yes.
Impeach him.
And all of these examples are before the civil rights movement. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's that. It
would be impeached. That great FDR would be impeached. Internment of Japanese Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans. Took their property, took their homes, used the Internal Revenue Service against the Philadelphia Inquirer owner, against the Gannett owner, used the IRS against his political opponents like Huey Long. FDR would be impeached 25 times. John Kennedy would be impeached, used the IRS and the FBI against his political opponents.
Well, okay, if that's true, yeah. Impeach the motherfuckers. Impeach them all.
I mean, I would say this, man. I think if we had a president, the president was a Democrat, and an intern gave a blowjob in the White House, and didn't Monica Lewinsky blow him while he was on the phone with somebody? I mean, I'm just saying that I think Bill Clinton would have a rougher time now.
Yes.
I don't think the Democrats would put up with it.
Rogue House Democrat leadership is put in place. Let's look at the history of the Democrat Party. It's an ugly history.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. And he's going to completely ignore that the Democrats of yore shed their Democrat skin and became the Republicans of now.
My God. You know, I was at a comedy show, and this guy, this I don't know what happened. Somebody made a joke about politics, and then someone yelled, well, the Democrats were...
Started the KKK.
Yes, absolutely. And then there was another comic there that knew better, and he was drunk.
Well, they did.
He did, but he was drunk, and he lost his mind, and he started yelling shit at this lady, and I was like, oh, man, good luck with that.
Oh, I know who that
is. Mark.
Yeah. Mark, yeah.
He got so fucking mad. They were the Republicans back then! Right? I mean, that's the point.
Yes,
it was the other party.
Yes.
They just changed, you dumbass.
Yes. Once the... the Democrats had the audacity to start voting for civil rights shit. And they were like, we're done right here.
Yeah.
All those Dixiecrats are like, fuck it.
Yeah, no one's proud of the Dixiecrats, right?
Correct.
Fuck.
And it's the only way we're going to stop them. One party can't be allowed to abuse the Constitution yet wave it around.
Exactly.
You're doing it.
Exactly.
You're doing it.
We agree.
While the other party sits there and takes it. The Democrat Party must be slammed down. The next Democrat president, if they vote for impeachment against President Donald Trump, must be impeached. And we...
Jesus.
So he's calling for impeachment already.
Yes.
Of the next Democrat.
Well, listen, you know...
Well, you know they'll try.
You know it'd be great? I mean, they impeach Trump, let's just say, I don't know. And then Pence goes too. Oh, my God. Because you know who would be president?
Well, yeah, Pelosi. I mean, but...
That would be the best.
You know how squeaky clean Obama's administration was because right. Do you not fucking think that in a microsecond, if they had something they thought they could impeach him on, they would have impeached the fuck out of him. And that for the tan suit.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've said the following out and about in Florida. I have said this. If Hillary Clinton was guilty of a crime and there was evidence, we would know about it and she would be in jail.
Right.
I mean, Bill Barr is the DOJ. I thought Donald Trump promised to put Hillary behind bars. I think if he could, he would.
Right. And that's one of the reasons he was also mad at Jeff Sessions for not.
Yeah.
When Jeff Sessions was like, well, you know, we need evidence.
Yeah. He was mad.
Even Jeff Sessions is like, we need evidence.
Even fucking Jeff motherfucking Sessions, dude.
You know, she's not black.
If you can't.
So if she was black, Jeff Sessions would have been all for
it. Right. I mean, I'm just saying, if you can't convince Jeff Sessions.
You're right.
Come on. He's from Alabama.
So there you go. Mark Levin says the next Democrat.
Yeah.
The next Democrat must be impeached.
God. Fuck you, angry fuck.
God, I don't know how long into this clip is the money shot of this Rush Limbaugh. Well, let's listen to a little.
Rush Limbaugh. Damn, it's been a while since we played the Oxy Walrus.
There's another one. This one came out yesterday. Grab soundbite number 7. Hakeem Jeffries brought this up on his own yesterday during his time to pontificate. But after when they took a break at some point yesterday, it was this morning. After the Judiciary Committee voted finally the two articles of impeachment against Trump, the House Republicans had a little presser out there. And don't know who, an unidentified female reporter asked.
God
damn. Why say female?
I don't know.
Republican Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana a question. And it's directly from what Hakeem Jeffries said during the hearings yesterday. Audio soundbite number 7, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
This is a president who just yesterday called a teenager on the autism spectrum a person with an anger management problem. Does that make it harder to defend him this vigorously?
63 million Americans voted to make him the president of the United States. He has an unorthodox style. Democrats.
63 voted for Hillary.
Okay.
Don't like that style. They don't like him. They don't like his Twitter account. They don't like many of his staff members. They don't like what he does in the office, but...
Okay. Anyway.
Well, whatever, dickhead. You're right. I don't like any of it.
I'm gonna try to skip ahead a little bit.
He's also a treasonous, un-American fucknut.
The horrible thing that... that Rush said.
To defend the president at all. You don't have any evidence. All you've got is disagreements and hate over personality suggestions or personality qualms that you've got. Thing to notice about Greta Thunberg is that she's 16 years old. She claims she has Asperger's type, Asperger's or autism, Asperger's, some kind of...
So listen to him diminishing Asperger's. She claims.
He is.
By the way, she claims she has Asperger's. Yeah. You notice the way he put that.
Is she pretending, Rush?
No, she claims she has Asperger's, autism, some kind of problem in that area.
Where in the fuck do these people get off being such assholes, man? I mean,
skipping a little bit.
Yes. The worldwide left, including the Democrat Party, they have made her a political figure. They do this on purpose. So she's out tweeting and politicizing, and she is free to lie and say whatever she wants to say about climate change and who's responsible for it. And nobody is permitted to question her, you see, because she has... what did they call it? She is in the autism spectrum. So you can't disagree. You can't question because she's not well.
You can question her views. You can't say she's got anger issues.
Right.
You can't make fun of her condition.
Yeah, because...
You can say, right. I think you're wrong about climate change.
Well... You can do all that.
Which is stupid. But
you can make fun of her condition if you're a tremendous asshole and you're just a total dickhead. God.
This is a tactic that the Democrats use. They will go out and purposely find disabled people.
Oh, my God. They will...
So the Democrats are out recruiting the disabled. To go out and speak the messages so that the Republicans can't question them.
Oh, my God. How do these, Rush, how do you get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and dude, how can you say that?
We sometimes underestimate just what an interstellar asshole Rush Limbaugh is.
What agency... Is there agencies that represent disabled people that are also progressives? There's a big business in it, you know.
She has, what did they call it? She is in the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
So you can't disagree. You can't question because she's not well. This is a tactic that the Democrats use. They will go out and purposely find disabled people.
God.
They will make of them prominent political figures. And when they do that, I'm sorry, if they're going to put disabled people or any other kind of person...
Fair game. You know where he's going with this.
God, I
you're
really...
fair game, cripple.
I'm not
you're
kidding.
Fair game.
There is something when God, sometimes these people say such horrible
so
shit.
Evil.
I find myself wanting to lay down on the ground with my head in the floor. I God, what the fuck?
And when they do that, I'm sorry, if they're going to put disabled people or any other kind of person in the political arena, they are converting them into a political figure. As such, they're going to be reacted to politically.
But making fun of her autism and talking about her emotional state, Trump is not arguing, he's not questioning her belief system. He's not putting out empirical data to refute what she is saying.
When
he's saying, literally, he tweeted, "Chill out, Greta."
Oh my God.
Chill out, Greta.
That is the argument that the right uses all the fucking time against the left when they're outraged. When they're outraged that their president is Russia's bitch. I'm sorry. Fuck you. Yeah, I should be outraged. This is... Fuck me, man.
Rush. Spectacular
Jesus Christ.
Asshole, yeah.
Do you think there's somebody out there, like, walking around looking for people in wheelchairs and shit and say, hey, do you have any crazy political beliefs?
Stop the limo. Stop the limo.
This Greta person is awesome. She is... using her platform, her fame, to bring attention to a very real problem. We live on this fucking planet, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all on the fucking planet, right? I mean, Rush, I don't know where Oxy comes from, but there's going to come a time when there aren't any more pills, you dickhead.
From his nipples.
Yeah.
You can grab some Oxy.
He lactates nuts. Not Nazis.
The moves.
Oxy. He lactates Oxy.
Oh, man. Jeez. We got to get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening.
Faithless Friday.
Jesus Christ.
Here's my music. There it is.
Did you save that one for last on purpose? Because it was
No, it just popped up.
Oh, did it
you
really?
Just said it, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a fucking asshole.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again Monday. We do it every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. And we're on your favorite podcasting application. We're always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, Radar Comedy, his Facebook page, Radar Comedy, or check out his full schedule at his webpage, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, please Vile.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck you, Rush.
Did you bring condoms?
Yeah.
You don't care. You don't want the truth. You don't want to be helped. You want war against our children. You want war against God. You will get war.
Hey, everyone. This Sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.